The minority in parliament has observed with shock and dismay continuous attempts by His Excellency George A.C. Boaty, Ghana's High Commissioner to South Africa, to defend the indefensible, to state that he insists that his job description as an ambassador in South Africa is to discriminate in flagrant violation of Article 17 of the Constitution of Ghana. We are saying that having had the opportunity to reflect, and yet he remains belligerent, the ball is now squarely in the court of His Excellency President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo to show this High Commissioner the exit. He must be recalled immediately.
What is particularly wrong with what Ambassador Ayisi Boateng said? Because you all know that that is the thinking of all politicians, that anytime political party or politicians win power, they remove all other people in public service and put in their own people. That is what you practice.
Are you telling me that politicians believe that some Ghanaians are more Ghanaian than the other, that there are degrees of Ghanaian, that some Ghanaians are first-class citizens, others are second-class citizens?
If that is not the case, how come anytime there is change in government, a lot of people are asked to proceed on leave and they are replaced by party people?
It is important that we don't confuse issues. The issue is not about a president working with his team, people who believe in his vision, and people who ascribe to his political philosophy. That is not what is an issue. What is an issue is where a high commissioner says that he will be an MPP high commissioner, not a Ghana high commissioner. And we are talking about South Africa, where there have been incidents of xenophobic attacks, where Ghanaians have had to run to the High Commission to seek refuge. This High Commissioner is telling us that in such an event, he will be demanding party cards. If you don't have a party card, forget it. So he's not in South Africa to attend to non-MPP members. I mean, have you ever heard any ambassador speak like this? Have you ever heard any diplomat speak like this? This is reprehensible. This is an affront to the Constitution. It is divisive. It is unacceptable. He clearly on a mission of his own. We have said in our statement that this is clearly somebody on a suicide mission. He's established himself as the chemical ally of Ghana's diplomatic service. His Excellency the President will have to save him from himself. He needs immediately to be recalled so that he can spare us all of this. I mean, this is a time that we in Parliament are calling on ambassadors of other countries to treat Ghanaian visa applicants here in Ghana with respect. And then you have our own ambassador. How do you think that they see us? When our own ambassador, a fellow Ghanaian, says that, I mean, there are some who are more Ghanaian than others.
Mr. Okudjetua Blakwa said if the president fails to act swiftly, the minority will employ all options available to it.
If His Excellency the President refuses to act, because already we are seeing that sections of the MPP have moved in to support him, the acting chairman of the MPP is speaking in favor of Mr. Ayisi Boaty, which we think that is very regretful and clearly unacceptable. However, having said that, it is important to stress that the minority in Parliament is going to make sure that we exercise all the options available to us per the Constitution of Ghana and per the standing orders of Parliament. We are going to exercise that and make sure that we are able to secure justice in this matter.
But if you say all options are open to you, what are some of the options that you have?
There are a number of options available to us. We can summon the foreign minister. We can summon the High Commissioner to appear before the Foreign Affairs Committee or before Parliament. We can file a half-hour motion and demand that government takes action on this matter. So there are a number of options. There are various options available to us, and we intend to utilize all these options in the event that the inertia which continues, the loud, stony silence from the foreign minister, from the president of the republic, which you cannot explain, because if this silence continues, then is it a tacit endorsement? Is the marching orders that they have given to the ambassadors? We don't want to believe so. We want to see action.
Are you looking at any time frame within which the president or the foreign ministry is supposed to speak on this issue?
We are looking at this week, give the president this week to act on this matter.
Ranking member on Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee and MP for North Tongue, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, talking to Bubu Kilinogu.